Andrew Jones is with Tar Heel 24/7. He has been on the top of breaking news for many, many years across the area when it comes to college sports. Once again, he has done so today as he has released a report about preliminary discussions among UNC brass regarding the future of Bill Belichick. Andrew, very kind enough to join us now. Andrew also stays up late, as I do, because he returned my text late last night. I assume he's working on his new book about Bill Belichick that will be coming out in 2 years. Andrew, how are you?
You know, I was grinding along when you sent me that text. I'm like, oh, well, Jeff's up now, too. Oh, well. There's about 20 of us. Yeah. I think most of the people who cover sports in this area are up late at night on this stuff right now. If nothing else, the fascination of it, just reading commentary nationally, regionally, and what fans have to say, because it's a truly fascinating thing going on right now.
It is, and I was, you know, I watched Bill Belichick from afar for many, many years, but of course, once he came to Chapel Hill, that changed the dynamic entirely. What was discussed this morning, and by whom?
You know, there's a lot of information gathering right now. And when you gather information, you're doing it, why? Well, if there weren't any issues, there would be no need to gather information. So what I've been told is by one source, like the preliminary possible exit strategy discussions, that you gather information because you're going to have those discussions. I've also been told that right now, nothing is going to happen because there isn't enough there that's been combed over and fully confirmed. So one thing that people need to understand, and I'm going to post this on our board again here in a bit, is in the media, if we're going to report something, maybe one or two things, we get that fully confirmed, we can move forward with it. When you're in the position that the power structure UNC is in, they can get 40 things confirmed, but still have 40 more to confirm. So they just can't come out and with each thing and say, hey, we got this done, so we're one step closer to firing Bill. They have to do it all and then put it under a bow one way or another before a decision is made. So I do not think a decision has been made. I've been told multiple times, including about 25 minutes ago, no decision has been made, that they are continuing to gather information. But the reality, Jeff, is that when you're gathering information and the stuff that's out there is out there, and a lot of things have been confirmed by some very good media around here. There's a lot of really good media that has done an excellent job on this, that only means that you're gearing toward, I think, an exit strategy. I think it's pretty understandable that's probably where it's headed, but that's not 100%. So until it is, we're going to be, our phones will never be on, with notifications turned off, they'll always be on, and we'll be up at 12:45 at night because goodness knows what morsel we could find at that time.
Absolutely. We heard about the suspension of UNC assistant Armon Hawkins stemming from a report earlier this week. That's a possible violation of the NCAA right there. Are there possible other violations that Bill Belichick may or his staff may have committed here that the university is looking at?
I think they're looking at everything right now. And I have been told by multiple sources that they believe there are other kinds of violations. They're not specific, but they're wide-ranging. And the university, that's why I said about the university, I mean, they have so much to comb through right now that I think fans need to, that want something to happen, either a yay or a nay, need to slow down a little bit, because they're going to do their due diligence. It's an extremely difficult situation that they're in, because a lot of these are the same people that moved Earth to make this happen. So now, 5 games into a season and 10 months into a tenure, there's a very, very different narrative going on. So I think everything is on the table right now. I think everything is being looked at. The stuff that I have been hearing for a while, but increasingly so in the last week, is highly concerning. And if 30% of it's true, I think that the university has a decision to make, to be perfectly honest with you. So It's a tough, tough situation. And what's interesting, Jeff, is I was at ACC tip-off in Charlotte yesterday because it was Carolina's day, and someone in the media who doesn't cover Carolina, they cover another school, said, you know, if the football team was 4-1, would any of this matter? So that's a really, really good question that's impossible to answer, because they're the worst team in Power Conference football, I think it's opened the door for a lot of things to come out. But I do know this. A lot of us had heard some stuff previously, but it was just a trickle here and a trickle there. And honestly, you hear things, especially in football, because there's so many people involved in football as opposed to a basketball operation, that is kind of common. There's going to be unhappy parents. There's going to be unhappy players. Players are going to transfer for a variety of reasons, and some are going to walk out the door pointing fingers, some are not. But the volume of things that I have learned in the last week to 10 days, and really I think what initiated a lot of it was the email by Michael Lombardi about the rebuild. That ticked a lot of people off because it struck as disingenuous, and it completely went against the whole narrative of the 33rd NFL team. That's what really triggered a lot of people. And since then, it's been an avalanche of stuff. And a lot of things I've tried to confirm I haven't. And also some stuff that have been reported elsewhere I have not been able to confirm. But I know, but I trust that the media that has put those things out there, I think there's stuff that I have and maybe somebody else doesn't have. There's stuff that IC has or stuff WRAL has. I think there's so much that when it's all said and done and the power structure at UNC has a chance to go through everything, they'll probably be at a place where most of it expect. But they're not at that place just yet. There's still a lot of work to be done on their part.
Even with that work trying to get done by UNC officials, have we reached the point of no return where Bill Belichick's not only not back for a second year, but as you may have mentioned today, may not even coach a week from this Friday?
Yeah, and I noted that in the opinion part. I have to be careful because I'm not in their shoes. I'm not in the shoes of the power structure. They have a very different responsibility than somebody in the media has. Our responsibility is to get it right, and then we can give observations or opinion on it. I have a hard time seeing how he's coaching that game, but at the same time, what I was just told a half hour ago, the volume that they have to go through, it could take a while. And maybe things calm down. Who knows? We're going to get Bill. We're supposed to get him next Monday for the Cal press conference. It's been moved up a day because the Cal game is on a Friday. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that there are going to be any questions other than this stuff in the press conference. So who knows what happens between now and then? That's an eternity, because look at what's transpired in the last 72 hours.
Exactly.
It's a hard question to answer. My opinion and my sense is that I can't see him lasting, but that's just my opinion and my sense. That is not from a source. But I think a lot of the sources and people that are looking into this recognize where things are, and that's why they're coming through a mountain of information. They wouldn't be doing it unless this had reached a serious nature already.
Now is the time to subscribe to Tar Heel 24/7. Andrew Jones writing on that today exclusively, and already many established media outlets have taken from this report and have cited Tar Heel 24/7. As usual, Andrew Jones right in the center of it all. Andrew, great reporting. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time. We know it's very valuable right now. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.